95.7 The Hog, Daytona's Rock Station. The Morning Hog. Riggs, solo on this side, but that's Josh from SR Parade. That's all that matters, because it is a Morning Hog brew review. And Josh has been kind enough to bring brand new flavors in on this episode. It's not an April Fool's joke. These are new. And you can get them. They're available now, right?
They are available now.
Beautiful. Yep. And you're going to about to unveil some more flavors. We had a margarita sampler on the front end, margarita base cocktail.
That was it. We're done.
Okay. Oh, that's it? Okay. Yep. Well, I mean, again, 5.8%.
I'm just kidding.
Whew. Good, because I bought a whole lot of chips. They're delivering, like, what do we have?
I am. So, our friends over at Dos Equis.
Okay.
Do you remember what Dos Equis means?
Well, I mean, I know it's the two X's, or the two horses, as I like to call it, because they got a little horsepower. No, I'm talking about when you get it when you drink them.
But yeah, two X's.
Two X's.
Essentially. Yeah. So they're known for their beer, obviously.
Yeah.
Then they kind of stepped into the flavored beer realm, okay. And we tried those about a year ago.
Yes.
Now they're stepping into two realms at the same time.
Uh-oh.
So they're doing a hard seltzer,
okay.
But it's also the ranch water.
Oh, wow. So the ranch water is like a cocktail thing.
So, exactly.
Yeah.
Really big in Texas. The farmhands, after they get off a long day of work, would go over and they'd make a cocktail called ranch water,
okay.
Which is essentially tequila, seltzer water, and lime.
Okay.
Delicious.
Oh,
some of our other brands make it. It's fantastic. So all these flavors are going to be ranch water based, but they're flavored as well.
I'm glad those chips are coming then.
And they're still a seltzer.
Oh, okay. All right. Wow, that's a lot. That's very complex.
Right. So we're going to start off with classic lime. So with them being a seltzer, they're still low calorie. So all these, except for the classic lime, are 100 calories. Classic lime is 90 calories.
Oh.
So still feel good about what you're drinking.
Well,
summer's coming up.
So you're saying I can exhale? Finally. Okay. Summer is coming up.
Yep. So these are 4.5% alcohol.
Oh, that's on a tart line. That's like a good lime backbone.
Yeah, so with it being a seltzer, the flavor's not nearly as sweet as the Cayman Jacks or some of the other seltzers out there.
It's in there, though.
Yeah, so it's a little bit playing on the background, I guess you could say.
Yeah, and Dos Equis, I mean, they could have been fine just stopping with the beer.
Oh, yeah.
It's fine. Just do the beer. And then they were like, no, we're doing more.
Yeah, yeah, we're going to do a little bit more for you.
Well, good for them. I mean, this is a... Now, is this bunch in a variety pack?
So another variety pack.
Okay.
Beer Mouth says 4 flavors, 3 of each.
I'm going to trust you on that one.
Yep.
All right. It's April Fool's Day, but I don't want to fight about it. We'll just put that in there. Sounds good.
I'm not
to me.
Pulling up the calculator.
No, we don't need that.
Right.
We just need more of these fine flavors. What's next?
So this one is spicy grapefruit.
Oh, really?
So this will be interesting. We've done like a lot of spicy mango and some other spicy fruits, but I don't think we've had a spicy grapefruit.
Mm. I've never had a spicy grapefruit.
You don't put like cayenne on your grapefruit?
No, I haven't. Maybe I should.
Maybe you should.
You know, I mean, I do street corn like that, so
okay.
Why not do the grapefruit? I suppose.
Out of all the stuff you won't eat, you all eat street corn.
Oh, I make a damn mess making street corn at the house.
Really?
Oof. Yeah, I just pour all kinds of crap on it. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
It makes no sense.
Yeah. You.
Wow. That spice just jumped on the back right there. Okay. That's nice. You get a little grapefruit.
Yep.
Again, not tart.
Yeah, not tart.
And not sweet.
I dig that.
This is good. What this product does is it makes you think about what you're sorting out the flavors.
100%.
I like that.
Because there's a lot going on. All these flavors so far have been pretty subtle, so I just want to put that out there. They are, you know.
Yes.
Not that flavor forward. It's kind of a hint, if you will.
It is. It's sort of in the background seltzer.
But very enjoyable. Again, another outside hot weather
and
boat
100
beer.
100 cows? All
yeah,
pump?
I mean, come on.
Come on, it's nothing.
So we got Blood Orange, which is also, I'm trying to think of anybody else is doing a Blood Orange.
Well, I know at Hops and Hood's Craft Beer Festival last week, some of your friends out there, and they were evil. They were showing me something that had orange and Blood Orange in it. It had like a combo of something in it, and it was really good.
Yeah.
So
it might have been the Waterbird,
yeah.
The vodka.
Yeah. It was good. it was good trouble. This... Okay.
Yeah. I like that. That might be my favorite one so far.
That flavor might be jumping more than any of them.
Agreed. That's what I think why it's my favorite. You get the orange right up front.
Right.
Still subtle, but definitely still there. Very enjoyable.
You ever cut into a blood orange, by the way?
Yeah.
I've never done it.
What?
My whole life. I never cut into a blood orange.
Well, if you put your thumb in the way of the orange
and
you cut it, you'll get a blood orange every time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I gotta remember that, too. That's why I wear a cutting glove all the time now.
Cutting glove.
All the time. Wait, there's only one more flavor?
Yep.
All right.
So,
let's enjoy it.
On the other side, we've finished up with mango.
Okay.
And on this side, we're going to finish up with mango
as
well.
You did it on purpose. I like it. I like the way you're thinking right there. We're just going to assume that this is the first time that a mango and Dos Equis have met. I would assume the flavor of it. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's right. It's kind of on the level of the blood orange there, too.
It's yeah, where the flavors, it's going to sound weird, but it hits the sides of your tongue before mm-hmm. anything. And then the exhale, obviously, you're getting mango.
Is that kind of beer science there, too? Is that like a, you've gone to beer school.
Yeah, I mean, there's all kinds of science on where your tongue is hitting certain flavors and stuff like that.
Right.
It might be just hunch bull crap mm-hmm. for all I know, but.
I believe it. I think it's fascinating. I think a lot about my tongue when I'm drinking beer or whatever. You know, I do. I don't want to get too deep into it. But
yeah.
But I hear my taste buds and they're like, it's sour. It's sweet. It's great. It's salty. That's what they say to me. Okay. Does that happen to your head too?
No.
Oh. All right. Well, this is great though. So this is a variety pack that yep. you can get where? Everywhere, I would imagine. Right?
These just hit Publix.
Okay.
But also check out the website because they are brand new. So, you know. Distribution is just now hitting the streets.
You bang into your browser, srparrott.com/beer finder.
That's right.
Bingo. And you'll be there, and you can sort it out. And wherever you're living, you people up in Palm Coast, we got you.
Yeah.
Bunnell, no problem. DeLand, you guys got stores over there, right?
Yeah. Speaking of DeLand.
Yeah.
Next weekend.
What?
Saturday, DeLand Craft Beer Festival.
Oh, really?
So tune in next week. We'll have a whole bunch of details for you. Dude. And I'm going to bring some cool beers.
You know what they call that in the industry, don't you?
What's up?
That's a tease, my friend. You just tease me. You just tease me. I'm feeling the tease right now. Maybe it's the margaritas I was drinking earlier. Anyway, that's a great flavor. And well, cheers to you, my friend.
Cheers.
Josh, thank you.